Happy New Year. It's Dirty Thunder Radio Club. My name is Alfie Cannock, and I am joined by...
the ghost of Pat Doherty. He's not quite here. It's his former self in spirit form.
That's Pat Doherty.
That's the real deal. You thought he was dead and a ghost, but
just
he
kidding.
Is here.
Because podcasts are very good at capturing the essence of what it means to be a ghost, but I just had you all fooled, actually. I'm just here, real life.
If Hello. I was a ghost, I'd record a podcast.
Yeah. Well, ghosts only listen to our podcast. That looks by the numbers, it seems.
Remember, we've got to act like we're successful at all times, Pat.
We are absolutely
fake it until
that,
you have to fake it some more.
Uh-huh. I totally agree.
It's good to be back. We haven't done one in ages.
In over 4 weeks,
we've been
I feel.
On holiday.
It's been great to not do anything.
Yes. As much as we love what we do.
I love what I do. I absolutely love what I do. I think it's the fucking coolest shit in the world, but it's nice to also do nothing.
Exactly. See, I love eating Christmas ham.
I love eating Christmas ham. But I love eating Christmas ham 5 weeks after Christmas.
If you sit there eating a whole Christmas ham, you're going to get sick of it.
Yeah, you're gonna have to move on to the turkey.
This is like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've tied it all together in a bow, a Christmas bow and a Christmas present.
Mm-hmm. Happy Christmas, everybody.
Happy Crumblemas.
Happy Christmas. What's Crumblemas?
It's a meme, Pat. There's a meme where this kid says Christmas in stupid ways, like Happy Crisis.
Oh,
Merry Christmas.
I'm not so up on the memes nowadays.
I know.
I'm not much of a meme lord, but you know, I appreciate the effort that people go through to make this kind of content. And honestly, I think the world kind of needs that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
because a lot of people like me would now. Say things like, memes. You know, we don't need Michelangelo.
Yeah.
You sing, keep singing.
That's the only thing.
That's what, yeah.
That there's just...
I had a really good point.
Too little... Oh, I was singing underneath you, though.
No, you were singing over me, man.
No.
It wasn't harmonious whatsoever, I don't feel.
No, it was not harmonious, dude.
I had a nice story.
Backing track. No one's stopping you from telling the story except for you.
It's finished now. The flow. The energy. It's all about the energy in the room.
You need to stop being a victim.
I'm not. I've never been a victim in my life.
Well, you are right now of my bullying, son.
No, you're hurting my ears. You're hurting the listeners' ears.
The listeners love. You know what they love? They love an early, New Year's podcast host fight.
Fuck yeah!
You know what? You're dragging me down like a rip drags down a tourist.
Okay, continue with the song. Let's see how it goes.
No, you're meant to...
That is boring!
You're meant to talk over the top of the song! You did nothing for Christmas, is that right?
I didn't do anything for Christmas.
Yeah, it's a pretty good idea.
I hate it.
I think there's a lot of people listening right now.
One thing that I did do was listen to a fantastic busker called Michael Kott. I believe that's his last name.
Yeah,
Michael comes to the Coogee Comedy Night all the time.
Yeah.
With him and his beautiful wife, Cass.
Yeah.
And he was busking on Coogee Beach. When me and my friend Jack Starr went for a little swim there. And dude, that guy slays. I know he also listens to the podcast, so shout out, brother.
Shout out to Jack.
Nice to
catch him at Coogee Beach.
And Mike, yeah, exactly. But besides that, didn't really do too much. Did the Christmas lunches and things like that. And then
you got it.
That was about it, dude. It was great.
What did you do?
Did more activities, you say?
Yeah, no, I went and saw the family. Ate some jelly beans. You'll love this, Pat.
Oh, yeah.
You'll love this. I've discovered this game.
Uh-huh.
By discovered, I mean someone brought it to family Christmas. Mm-hmm. And you're familiar with Jelly Belly Jelly Beans.
No.
One of our great sponsors.
Yeah, I know of them.
Yeah.
So thanks for that, Jelly Beans, Jelly Bean Beans.
What the world needs now is Jelly Bean Belly Jelly Beans.
See, that's how we do the song together. You were opposing me before, and it actually works better together if we do it together.
Yeah, but if what I hadn't done that, world... needs now
is singing together
sweet together. Oh, that's good.
It sounds nice.
That is okay. Dial in 1-800-666-555 if you're listening and let us know and join in for a triplet of singing, a trio.
Yeah, we need somebody with a really high
basically
voice.
They've put out this box of jelly beans.
This is the jelly beans,
mm-hmm. right? And there's a wheel, mm-hmm. like a spinny wheel in the box.
Okay,
right? You spin the wheel, a color comes up, right?
Like orange.
Let's say orange.
Okay.
So orange, there's orange jelly bellies. You pick an orange one.
Yum.
Now, it could be one of two flavors. They look identical. Mm-hmm. They taste completely different.
For example,
the yellow one, is it popcorn? Delicious, delicious popcorn?
Love popcorn.
Classic jelly belly flavor?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it vomit?
Oh, yuck.
Is it chocolate pudding, Pat?
Yellow flavor? Orange flavor?
No. Then you might spin a purple.
This is purple. Yeah, okay. Yeah. This is purple. This
Keep
is
up.
A classic purple. Yeah,
classic purple. Chocolate pudding, right?
Yep.
Classic, classic, classic chocolate pudding. Lovely flavor. Or is it dog food?
Oh, I hate dog food.
There's also like dirty socks and stuff in there and stuff. All sorts.
No, that's really subjective. Knows. Dirty socks is
booger.
Subjective.
There was booger.
Well, that's one that you see eaten quite often. That's a flavor that would be tasted quite often by single people in their cars.
No, I don't do it.
Solo travelers.
Don't do it in front of anyone, Pat.
A solo traveler is quite often going to dig an index finger deep into the Nostradamus.
You ask anyone that I've road tripped to for a gig out of Sydney.
Yeah.
And there's at least, that's 3 to 4 20-something white dudes have seen me pick my nose.
Really?
And scrunch it down.
I only gig with ethnics and women.
True. True.
I keep it very diverse.
You are woke. Very, very diverse. A woke bloke. My little nephew, he would be 5 years old. So what happens is people eat the jelly bean and then there's this look on their face because they're not sure straight away what they're eating.
Yeah.
They're like,
oh, that's funny. That's funny.
And then there's a look of relief of like, oh, yeah, it's just lime. Or they go, oh, it's boogers.
Yeah.
And so that's most people's like, oh, I got dog food. Oh, yuck. Anyway.
That is a I didn't understand what the game was before, but that is fucking fun.
Oh, sorry, I didn't explain it.
Now I get it. Yeah, that's
so
really
look,
good.
My nephew. He was chowing down on one. He's 5.
Yeah.
He's chowing down on the purple beans. One. Is it chocolate pudding or dog food?
Oh.
And we're watching his face, and he's just taking forever to identify. He's just sitting there going, and we're like, well, can't be too bad if he's going this long without losing his shit. And he's like, I think it's dog food, but it's okay. Cute little Christmas moment.
Did you? That reminds me of something. Did you ever have something? I don't know, I got a story. Did you have anything when you were a child that you used to eat that was really gross?
No, nothing that comes to mind.
Really?
You mean, like something your parents would serve to you?
No. Something like, that you were actively
you
interested
shouldn't
in.
Eat.
Yeah.
Like glue.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, kids like eating glue sometimes.
No,
that's in the later years.
I used to peel stickers off things. That was my thing.
That's it? Nothing edible?
I don't think I ate anything weird.
Man, okay. So, it ran in my family. I used to love to eat... My older brother, he used to love to eat worms.
Yeah, that's
just
a classic.
Just straight out of the garden. He would eat the worms. In my garden, in my household in Gladstone Street, Lilyfield, in the sort of mid-inner west of Sydney, I used to eat the backyard onions that would grow.
Okay, that's a...
But they're not, they weren't real, they were sort of like weed onions.
Yeah.
Not weed as in marijuana, I don't take drugs, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I would just eat them. So that was my thing. And then my sister,
do you think that
sister,
caused brain damage?
In yourself?
A little bit. No. Hey.
What do you mean in yourself? I think you just naturally formed a little defunct. Yeah. I don't know. But, and then my sister just ate dirt. And that definitely did affect her brain, for sure. Yeah, definitely. 100%. Just that there was a high concentrate of
aeroplane
a little
fuel
bit of tism
and what do you call it, the chemtrails that they drop over the inner west of Sydney all the time.
That's
in your garden,
really do
eat
it.
The soil, the chemtrails are in you.
Yeah, that's why they don't suggest it. A lot of people don't suggest it. There's that one chef that says you should eat dirt. Jamie Oliver, he loves that really simple.
He's
meals
always
like that.
I've got all these cookbooks. Mm-hmm. Jamie's 20-minute dirt meals.
Yeah.
Jamie's 30-minute dirt meals.
Yeah, the naked chef getting dirty.
Yep, Jamie's 2-bowl, 1-spoon
pile of dirt
meals.
Yeah,
can we talk about those 20-minute cookbooks? Have you ever had one of these?
I did. Yeah.
They're always bullshit.
I actually had the two. Was this Jamie Oliver the one that had the 2 pots, 1 pan thing?
Well, yeah, I've seen like there's the 4-ingredient book.
These are all Jamie Oliver things.
Nah, like some of them are and some of them are.
Inspired
he's,
by him.
He's, I know he's big about the 20-minute meals, the 30-minute meals.
Yeah.
But it's like a load of shit. It's like 20 minutes from like after you've cut everything, after you've bought everything, after you've got everything into like little label containers and not including washing up. So it's like really like an hour and a half of cooking.
Yeah.
But it's a 20-minute meal because it was only in the, like, you're only fry panning it for 20 minutes. So
yeah,
that's
what it, right, dude. Yeah. That's fucking good marketing. That's very good marketing. I'll give him that for sure. But also at the same time, fuck you, Jamie Oliver, for doing that. And that hurts me to say because I like Jamie Oliver a lot. He's one of my favorite celebrity chefs.
He seems to be a good bloke.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. But I like cooking. There are two types of people in the world. People that like cooking, people that do not like cooking. Yeah. Which type of person are you, Al?
I'm a cook.
You like
I'm
to cook?
Cook.
I've seen you in the kitchen.
Night, yeah.
You do your thing.
Yeah.
Asian infused.
Tell
flavors.
You who doesn't like to cook. Who? Seren.
Jay Marnie.
Yeah. See, because he doesn't know how to cook a curry.
Yeah.
Or make a curry paste. I'm just putting that out there.
Okay. Well, listen, I want you to keep talking. I want it because I need to extract this out of you. It's 2019. And I want to get this out in the open. I want to know how you feel about Seren's cooking comparatively to yours. Who's the better cook?
I think, look, if you're going to.
Chef, I mean.
You want me to. Play rule in, rule out games.
I
would rule in that I'm the best. I'm the king of curry comedy.
You're the curry king?
The curry king. Curry cooking king of in comedy. Sydney.
Oh, no,
in Sydney in general.
Well, what do
I'll
you
take
say
anyone down.
What do you, I want to play devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
Soren's Instagram stories when he's cooking things, you know, sometimes he's cooking
all
curries.
All show, no go.
Sometimes he's cooking other hot meals.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's cooking...
Yeah.
Sometimes he's cooking just... Sometimes meth. And that's inappropriate to show on social media.
You know, he saves up some photos of his mum's cooking, I reckon. It's going on there. That's what's going on there. Yeah.
Dude, okay.
Yeah, I reckon
right,
if you
because they look good. And then Soren did say that your cooking Instagrams looked bad.
Yeah, that's because I'm so busy cooking.
Yeah.
I don't have time to, you know, pose.
But you got all the little, like, GIFs and stuff on your Instagram story. So, I mean, what happened there?
No, so I take the photo.
These are questions from Soren. So,
I take the photo quickly because I've got lots of stuff going on.
Uh-huh.
Because when you're the ultimate curry comedy chef.
King, yeah.
Curry comedy king chef.
Uh-huh.
You have a lot going on in the kitchen and there's not really time to be taking photos. So, you take a quick snap.
Yeah.
And then throw the phone aside. Then later, come back when it's all done, add your GIFs.
Ooh.
Add your GIFs, your GIFs, and your MIFs.
Audience that are listening to the podcast, thank you so much. It's Pat Doherty here, and I wanted to let you know that if you want to see a cook-off filmed between Alfie Cannock and Soren J. Amane, then you got to let us know because that would be some hot content, brother.
And if any of those companies like Pataks or Sharwood's out there that make curry paste in a jar for white people,
Gravex,
feel free to sponsor us because that's what Soren will be using.
Ooh. If we had the sting operating, we have some technical difficulties today. But if we had the sting going on today, bam, 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 we actually got a new sting. It's
our producer. Sorry, one note is different.
That was the singing together, Alfie. Don't ever question me again about the
singing. That was us playing bass guitar.
That was a little bit of crooning, actually.
Look, our producer Edith, is off sick. Sadly, she ate too much dirt over the Christmas period. So the tablet wasn't prepared correctly. But, you know, loved Edith and her family.
Yeah. She is dying slowly.
If you could, Edith, you know, maybe you could work remotely from the hospital next time.
Well, she's lost.
It's 2018.
What's that disease where you get, if you get hit
sorry,
by.
Sorry, it's 2017.
2017 in this room. What if you get hit by like a spiky spike
tetanus.
That's rusted? Tetanus. You can get tetanus from eating dirt. And she actually got that. And tetanus, what happens is your body starts. Starts seizing up, as I'm sure our listeners know. You get a little bit of locked jaw and your fingers start locking up. So she's actually at that stage where her fingers have started locking up. It's looking horrible. She probably will pass in the night. But that's fine. You get some nighttime spirits taken away into the cloudlands.
Sky burial.
Yeah. That's cool with me.
It's what she's requested. She wants us to take her up Mount Kosciuszko and leave her body to be
on one of the ski lifts. She wants to just be sat on one of the chairs. Constantly defrosting and frosting over throughout the centuries that will pass from now on.
Is there any other way to go?
Honestly, that's how I want to be fucking laid to rest as well.
Are you familiar with the bodies up Mount Everest? This is a messed up conversation.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Green boots.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So, when people die up Mount Everest, they generally just leave them there because it's too dangerous and a waste of resources to recover their bodies. And they knew what they were getting themselves into.
Mm-hmm.
But then obviously it's like well below zero, so everything's preserved.
Perfectly, yeah.
But they use there's this weird thing where the climbers, there's landmarks,
Certain
ones that are famous.
Yeah.
There's like Green Boots, who died there 20 years ago, is still there or whatever.
That's right, yeah.
And
yeah.
So they're like, oh yeah, when you're at Green Boots, that means you're like halfway up.
Yeah.
The summit.
You've just gotten to the dangerous point.
Yeah.
Hence the dead body,
Oh no, it's dead bodies all the way up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There was one part of the mountain climb. I know I've looked into this a little bit because I think I watched a film about it maybe. There was one tiny little part where heaps of the Tibetan Sherpas died, but it was because of an avalanche rather than them dying up top. So, like, down the bottom, heaps of the Sherpas, there's a little map with little dots, like all the deaths of the Sherpas here, and then all the deaths of the rich tourists that want to climb up the mountain are up here. But it looks like the Sherpas are just pussies that die at the bottom.
Oh, when it's the total opposite.
When it's the exact opposite.
That's a horrible thing.
Yeah.
It's a horrible thing. But, like, I mean, it's I respect, like, the whole idea of, like, the people do willingly engage in this. And it is kind of like, if you die up there, you know, you're on your own.
Listen, man, I want to be fucking dead on the top of Mount Kosciuszko because a lot of people will say, climb to the top of Everest, that's the real deal.
Yeah,
no way, man. You've been to the top of Kosciuszko? I don't think anybody has yet.
No.
That's what I'm going to
say. Is that right?
I don't think anybody's
been... anyone's been to the top of Kosciuszko.
You tell me one person that isn't yourself.
Isn't it just a little hill?
No, dude. That's a fucking mountain up
it's
there.
It's like the 90th biggest one, surely.
No. Don't trust me. Don't use the internet, but it's the biggest mountain in the world. It's the biggest mountain in the world. You're typing, dude. The internet is actually... You shouldn't use that because sometimes people... The Russians in particular... Don't do it, Alf. The Russians in particular, they'll put some misinformation up there and they'll tell you some bullshit. But Mount Kosciuszko is the number one mountain in the world and I will be the first person to climb it. Call in and let me know if you have any tips for me to climb Mount Kosciuszko because I've got to get up there, dude. If I need the green boots and if that's maybe a bad omen, maybe I won't wear them. But if I do need them, you think, then I'll wear them. But just, you know, message in accounts@dirtythunder.com. Oh, sorry, accounts@dirtythunderentertainment.com. Write me some suggestions. That would be fantastic. Have you found the lies on that thing?
Look, it's apparently 2,000 meters or so above sea level.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's see where it ranks.
2,000 meters, did you say?
I don't think it even ranks.
What's that in yards?
Shut up. I don't think it even ranks like in the top 100, mate.
No, I don't know.
I got a top 100 rank by primary factor. I don't know what a primary factor is.
I think it's an imperial system, which obviously will never work.
Vertical drop from its summit before one can ascend a higher peak.
Which no one has ever done. Probably it says that in brackets, right? True. What website are you on for our listeners?
Geez, I don't know. ii.uib.no. What's .no?
Write in and let me know if you think that that's a fake website because I think it's
a fake
website.
This is a weird podcast. I'm just sitting here looking at stuff on the internet.
Yeah, dude.
Norway. It's Norwegian, maybe. Is a country code of Norway. Yeah. Shout out to our Norwegian listeners.
Hey, Norway. We actually have two Norwegian listeners. Names are completely, you can't pronounce them whatsoever.
Yeah. Steve and Carl.
Whoa, fuck. You did that perfectly.
I did it. Hey, we got huge stuff coming up, Pat.
We do, actually.
2019. It's the year of you and me.
Yeah, it is very true. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you this for one little fact. The 7th of January, which is this coming Monday, Dirty Thunder kicks off again, all the Dirty Thunder comedy rooms.
Ah, beautiful. Next week.
Next week. So on Monday, we got the Coogee Comedy Night. So come and check that out. Norfolk on the Tuesday. I know some people that listen do want to try their hand at stand-up comedy. So come along to the Norfolk Hotel on Cleveland Street. At 7:30, sign up. Have your chance to jump up at the
sign up on the night. Write your name down. You don't even need an internet connection.
It's the only sign up on the night available in all of Sydney. So come and do that on the Tuesday. Wednesday night, we got the Pioneer, the flagship comedy night of Dirty Thunder, which is Hemingway's over in Manly.
And isn't it the best?
It's goddamn the best.
It's worth the ferry trip.
Tickets are now $10 though, so do remember that when you're coming along. That also on the Wednesday, we got the Lady Hampshire, and then Thursday, of course, we got Classic Hive cooking along. And then on the 3rd of February is Pat Doherty's late night show over at Cafe Lounge Alf.
That's the one. That's the one. That is that is it.
Who we got?
Mate, we got Steve Dula. Broadway extraordinaire, West End extraordinaire.
I get so excited every time I hear Steve's name, I just sneeze, brother.
He's real good. He's so interesting. He has all these interesting stories, all this gossip from the West End, which we're not allowed to share on a recorded medium. But if you're there,
you'll hear some stories.
You'll hear salacious gossip about who's got smelly breath.
Mm-hmm. Who's got smelly breasts. Mm-hmm. Very important as well.
I'm not sure if he would know that.
No, I'm going to ask anyway.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in that.
Edith. Write that down.
She can't hold a pen.
What else we got? Ben Coshin's going to be closing out. Ben Coshin, you've heard him on this podcast. You've heard him on every podcast. You've heard him on Ben Coshin's Plomity Clodplast.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be closing out the night with the comedy. That's going to be amazing. We also have the introduction of a little thing I've been working on over the summer.
This is exciting.
It's called Shark Ball.
Ho!
Shark Ball is how you're going to win the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's a money giveaway game. One lucky person will be drawn out of the meat raffle to meet Shark Boy.
Meet Shark Boy.
If he's available.
Hopefully.
And play Shark Ball. You take a ball, you drop it. You choose a point to drop it on the Shark Ball game board.
What is it similar to so people can have a little image in their head?
There is nothing like it on the planet. Oh, so you drop the ball, it goes ding, 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 and it lands in a hole. If you land in the major prize hole.
What do you get?
A pineapple, mate. 50 big ones.
Woo-wee! Oh, daddy.
There's only one way to win. There's only one way to win, and that's to be there.
Yeah.
And then to win.
Yeah, you got
to
be there.
But you can't win remotely. No dial-ins. This meeting does not have a conference call. You got to get down to Pat Doherty's late night show.
Cafe Lounge.
Cafe Lounge.
3rd of February. Steve Dooler, Ben Koshin, and we got the Shark Ball. As always, though, we got Alf Canuck and myself. We're going to be hosting it up, which is going to be fucking killer, man.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
And thank you very much for listening to the podcast. This is the first of 2019. We've got some fantastic guests coming your way this year, so stay tuned. I was joking around before, but if you have any suggestions for segments or anything like that, please email us at accounts@dirtythunderentertainment.com. And we will do shout-outs, we will do segments, we will literally give ourselves over to you.
We will do anything. But yeah, send me abuse on Instagram. That's my preferred abuse channel.
Alfie is at Alfie Canock.
Yeah.
And I am at Pat_Doherty_. Please send me nice stuff because I thrive off positivity.
I love the negativity, Pat. Yeah. Where the yin and the yang.
And the yang. And the yin yang. I don't know what that means.
We're going to listen to a song.
Yeah, dude. So this is another thing that we're going to do this year. We just started doing it a little bit last year, but we're going to end every podcast with a new fucking song that we find. Because I'm always out there. I'm on the internet. I'm sort of like a spider on the internet. You know, I'm always crawling around, checking things out. And I found this Brizzy band. They're called Good Boy.
Oh.
We got Tom Lindemann. We got Rian King. We got Stu McKenzie. Shout out, Stu McKenzie. We got Marley Smiles. I think I'm pronouncing that last name correctly. And the song is called Transparency. It's a fucking bang. It's from 2015. We're a bit late to the party, but Good Boy, you guys rock. So we're going to use that song to play us out.
2019, baby. Here we come. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Transparency by Good Boy.